skeleton is probably the least familiar of the three sliding sports. You know, everyone knows bobsled. Luge is also very familiar. Skeleton was in the Olympics a long time ago, dropped out for several years, and then re-entered the Olympics a few Olympics ago. And so it's newer on the scene, but it's been growing rapidly and gaining popularity. So skeleton is the sport. It's the smallest of the three sleds. It's a one-person sled, and people slide face down, face towards the ice, lying on their chests, and they go down the track head first, as opposed to luge, where they would be on their backs going feet first. So that's the easy way to tell the difference between them.
I know you're working with the three U.S. athletes who will be using the sleds. Who are the athletes?
The three athletes are Matt Antoine, John Daly, and Katie Ulander. And in fact, Noelle Pikus-Pace, the other lady on the team, she's using a sled frame that was designed by her husband, but they're using our pod. So the pod is the outer shell. It's actually on the bottom of the sled that provides most of its aerodynamic form.
What kind of speed are we talking about with these sleds?
70 to 90 miles per hour is kind of the speed range. So the whole race is over in less than a minute, usually. It's between 50 to 55 seconds.
So we'll be seeing Cincinnati, but it'll be like less than a minute.
Yeah, it'll be very brief.
We should mention that a version of this sled was used in the 2010 Vancouver Olympics, and now this is just an update. So when you're creating this kind of sled, what are your goals?
Being fast is number one. There's a couple of different ways to accomplish that. In order to be fast, the sled has to be very clean and very stable on the ice, but you also have to be able to control it, because what's very critical for the athletes is to be able to pick the right lines. They talk about the lines going through the curves and through the straightaways, and to be able to keep off of the walls and make sure the sled doesn't skid. If it skids sideways, that's huge. That you lose a lot of time that way. So everything's got to be very smooth and clean. So there's a couple things we had to do. One, we had to make it strong enough. When they go through the turns, they can pull as much as 4 or 5 G's. So 4 or 5 times their body weight, if you think of a fighter pilot turning a jet. And so if someone weighs 150 pounds, that could be 600 pounds or more of weight pushing down on the sled. And the sled's only about an inch thick, so it's quite an engineering challenge to make a frame that's strong enough, but still very thin. And so we actually had some challenges with that. Our sled frames were bending, and you had to be bent straight again, and that's obviously not good, and then you lose alignment. And we turned to Carpenter Technology, is a company out of Pennsylvania that develops very high-strength, proprietary steel alloys. That have a much higher yield point, so a much higher strength. They're still within the regulations. The regulations say it has to be a minimum 50% iron content steel, and that's we got that covered. But they're just a lot stronger than typical steels. And so that gave us a lot more flexibility, a lot more margin in how we could design the frame and still have it not get bent and misaligned during the race.
What does this mean to you?
It really means a lot. I grew up in South Africa, and it's a very sports crazy country. And I really grew up. I did a lot of sports myself, particularly soccer and rugby and track and field and so on. And really love sports, and I really love the Olympics. I just absolutely soaked up every minute of it growing up. And it was like a dream to one day just go see the Olympics, you know. And then finally, I get to an Olympics in Vancouver in 2010. It's my first Olympics, and somebody's using the sled that I designed at the Olympics. So it was like more than a dream come true, you know. So it was just to be there and not only cheer on the U.S. but actually have a part in it is just tremendously rewarding. I can hardly imagine what it's like to be an actual athlete competing in the games. It must be overwhelming, because just from my perspective, it's just an incredible experience.
So it sounds like you will have the U.S. athletes sliding into the gold.
I sure hope so. Yeah, we'll be watching very avidly, you know.
The skeleton sled competitions in Sochi are scheduled to take place February 13th through 15th. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU.